Hey, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zach. How may I help you?
Hello. Yeah, listen, I just got a statement from one of my credit cards that I bought something from you on 8/24. It says Infinity Body Archive or something, ACHIEVE.
Let
And then on the
me.
same day, I bought Infinity Body Reboot. What did I buy?
Gotcha. I want to find out exactly too, because right now I'm not seeing nothing. I got to find out exactly what the zip code. What's that zip code for you?
60514.
Okay. Thank you for that. And I messed up. 60514. And what was your name?
My first name is Louis. Last name is Bombacino, Bombacino. I'm the authorized user. On the
Yes,
card, it's
sir.
my mother, Frida Prosciutto.
Yes, sir. Can you verify that shipping address and make sure I've got the right account?
650 57th Street. That's the town is two words, Clarendon Hills, Clarendon Hills, Illinois, 60514.
Gotcha. Let me see what's going on exactly. That's going to be okay. So that's going to be the keto products, the dietary products to reduce appetite, increase metabolism, rid the body of toxins. On the 4th of August, it looks like it was started up for the 14-day trial, where you just paid $5.97 and $4.97 shipping and handling. The
Yes.
thing of it is, it sometimes, portrays it. It all depends on if you go to the website or if it's an ad on Facebook, whatever it is. But after you put in your card information, there's a little box you gotta click. Says you're agreeing the terms and conditions, 18 years of age or older, blah 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 blah. And it also
Okay.
states that after the 14 days, if not canceled within the 14 days, they charge you for the full amount of the product, which is kind of
Okay.
steep. I can't lie. It's $99.94 and $95.94. That's for the full price of the products. That's after the 14 days. So if you would have called in on the 22nd, before it was charged on the 23rd, the only thing you would have been paying for is the shipping and handling, and you would have got those products for free. But after the
Okay, so
14 days, yeah.
in other words, I got stuck paying for something I didn't know about, right?
Basically, I'm right there with you. I'm guilty of just not reading the terms and conditions. Like, I just ordered a phone from Verizon, and it took me 3.5 hours to read their terms and conditions. And I actually purchased the product, but my goodness, they have full control over my phone until it's paid off. But I
Okay.
mean, same instance here. I mean, after the 14 days, they charge you for the full price, as well as an auto ship. And I take it you want to
Okay.
cancel.
Yeah, I do want to
Okay.
cancel because that, because you know what? Number one is I never got the product.
Okay.
Number two is I didn't know nothing until I got my credit card statement here.
Okay.
So I like to cancel this because otherwise I'll call the credit card to cancel it.
Okay, I got you. I mean, now on 8/24, I mean no, 8/12 of 2020, it does state that the trial products were shipped on 8/12 by USPS and slash at the mailbox at the address given. Now, since you said you're basically gonna go to your credit card agency, I don't want you to go through all that trouble. I mean, as hard as it is right now in the world, I'm trying to make it as easy as I can possibly for you. I'm working from home. So I can offer you a 35% refund for those two charges to go back to you just for the trouble.
Okay, go ahead. You know what? But I'll take the refund. You
Yes,
could
sir.
apply it back to the credit card,
Yes,
correct?
sir. Yes, sir. And
Okay,
that's gonna be
but
the
I don't
base
want the
of
product no more.
no. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and cancel that in full, as well as that's going to be going back to the account, which is the Visa. I can't remember exactly the last four. Oh, Visa 5674.
Correct.
That's going to go back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. Usually takes a little bit sooner. With Labor Day just happened, does take maybe a day or two more. But just keep on the lookout for it. You're going to be getting that
Okay.
refund indefinitely. Just give me one moment while I take care of all that for you, okay?
Yeah, and also, and don't forget to cancel it.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's the first thing I'm doing.
Thank you.
No problem. Just give me one moment.
Now, what do I do if I never got the product?
I'm going to look into that in more detail for you, because it does state it was delivered on the 12th. I'm going to track that package and see exactly what's going on with USPS. And
well, you know what? Listen, maybe it was delivered, but, you know, people are doing anything today to survive. So, you know, mm-hmm. UPS, just like all the other carriers, leave everything at the door. Somebody sees a box and they can steal it.
Could be. I mean, that's happened many times. I mean,
well, there's a lot of stealing going on where I'm from, just outside of Chicago.
Yeah. So, I mean, it can happen. Let's see. Let me make sure everything's been canceled out. I've already issued those refunds. I'll give you the exact refund amount for you. Let me just double check here for you, because sometimes, like, say, for instance, I know what I'm doing with this. So, let's see. Cancel that out. Okay, order's already been canceled. So, I'm checking with that. I want to check with the other one. And cancel. And order's already been canceled. Okay. So, I've done canceled everything out. You're not going to have to worry about any future transactions. The refund you're getting is going to be $33.58 for the $95.94. And for the $99.94, you're getting back $34.98. That's going to be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. And as far as in that package, it's stating it was delivered. So I'm going to track that real quick and see what exactly is going on. Because they could be, say, for instance, if you got a mailbox by the road, if there's a car parked in front of it, USPS will not mail it. Don't know why. I mean, all they got to do is just squeeze in. But no, an item was delivered at mailbox. So the only thing that gives me a reason that you didn't get the package is if somebody took it. So what I'm going to do for you, since you initially said you didn't deliver, you didn't reschedule, I'm just going to, since everything's been canceled out, I'm going to go ahead and reship that order to you. And
okay,
that should be
I appreciate that.
No problem. It should be there within at least 2 to 3 business days, maybe 4 days. Just be on the lookout for it, and hey, make sure nobody's going to be taking it. But I have reshipped that. Let me finish up the notes, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Alrighty, so the notes that I made for corporate, customer called in to cancel. He said, you know, you're going to go to your credit card agency for that 35% refund. You agreed to that, a refund of 35%, canceled the account in full, and reshipped that order to you since you state you never received it. So you should be receiving that within at least about 3 to 4 business days. But yeah, you're good to go.
Okay, well then I won't call my credit card to cancel anything, since you're going to reship it, okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah, everything's good to go. I mean, you're going to get that order that you never received, and you're also getting that refund for it, and you're not going to get charged any further.
Okay, thank you, sir, and have a nice day.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, too.
Okay, bye.